This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, which airport lounges are legit and which offer just stale crackers. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Today on Go Nomad, we visit Doc Martin's Port Isaac, where comedy found its perfect cure. From 2004 to 2022, the British comedy series Doc Martin, starring Martin Clunes, turned the picturesque fishing village of Port Isaac on Cornwall, England's rugged coast into a beloved global destination. Over 10 seasons and 80 episodes, audiences followed the gruff but brilliant Dr. Martin Ellingham, Clune's famously prickly GP, who traded London surgery for small-town medicine after developing a blood phobia. Port Isaac stood in for Port Wren, a fictional town so vivid it felt like another character in the show. Stone cottages, winding hills, and a harbor framed by grazing cattle gave the series a cinematic charm that was never just window dressing. As one local put it, quote, it was like a double whammy. House setting and story fit together so perfectly. The show evolved as organically as the village did. Doc's receptionist changed from Pauline to Morwenna, and Louisa, the schoolteacher who captured Martin's affection, became pregnant just as he was offered a prestigious job in London. His plea for her to join him was met with a firm no. She was staying, and so was he. Doc Martin never made things easy, neither for the patients nor for the viewers. His blunt demeanor, which some described as borderline Asperger's, clashed with his clinical brilliance. He ran to emergencies on foot, swatted aside hecklers calling him a tosser, and refused small talk in favor of getting the job done. As Clunes put it in a This Morning interview, Doc was, quote, a protagonist who doesn't like anybody, and nobody likes him. Eventually, Port Wren warmed to its surly GP. When a replacement doctor crumbled under pressure, the townsfolk lined up outside Doc Martin's surgery, pleading for his return. It was their way of saying, we trust you now. After the series finale in 2022, Port Isaac saw a massive tourist boom. Buses rolled in from America, Iceland, and beyond. A visitor from Mississippi described the pilgrimage as, quote, coming home to comedy's cathedral. Sites like the old schoolhouse and Fern Cottage, Doc Martin's fictional surgery building, perched on the hillside, became sacred ground for fans. Even tour guides got in on the magic, explaining how filming took place out of sequence. An interior classroom shot would cut, later exterior footage would show Louisa and her pupils walking through familiar blue gates. Local extra Michael Meekins appeared in 6 episodes. He recalled, I wasn't there at the very beginning. I came back from Spain in season 4. But what an inspired choice. The setting wasn't just scenery. It was part of the soul of the show. And the community embraced the experience wholeheartedly. Danielle Harrison of the St. Edelon Parish Council noted, local people in Cornwall worked as extras and crew. Cast members became friends. And even now, the Doc Martin Fund supports projects for seniors and youth in Cornwall. Martin Clunes himself earned admiration, not only for his portrayal of Doc Martin, but for his off-camera warmth. Meekins chuckled, he loves dogs. Between takes, he'd chat with dog owners, and the director would call, Martin, come on. He'd trot back into character when needed. A visit to Port Isaac today is more than a fandom fix. It's a full sensory experience. Narrow lanes wind upward to Fern Cottage. Seagulls perch on chimneys, and the harbor sparkles below. Cottages crowd around a small church that cheekily instructs visitors to enter at the rear, a sign worthy of Doc Martin's own dry wit. The U.S. remake, Best Medicine, is set to air in the 25-26 television season, starring Josh Charles. But for many, the original will always be the original prescription. A dose of humor, humanity, and coastal charm that keeps drawing fans back. The legacy of Doc Martin still rushes through Port Isaac's cobbled streets, arms rigid, voice raised, shoving through the crowd on a never-ending house call.
Looking for a quick, engaging travel inspiration? Travel Intent is your go-to. Hosts David Brody and Tim Johnson have explored over 145 countries and bring their expertise to highlight a new destination each week in just 10 minutes. You'll love their tips and stories. Listen now at voyascape.com.